Frustration that many of the city's parking meters can still not accept the new £1 coin. The Norwich Food Bank welcomes visitors to have a look around, and an ice cream-based reward is offered to find the culprit who nicked an ice cream cart. But a partially sighted Norwich man celebrates his passion for gardening at the RHS Hampton Court Place Palace Garden Show, proving that such a disability is no barrier to so many things in life.
Blind Veterans UK ambassador and gardening enthusiast Chris Humphrey welcomed visitors to this year's military charity event at the Royal Horticultural Society Hampton Court Gardens in London. In his role, Mr. Humphrey of Thorpe End volunteered at the It's All About Community stand, which is one of the largest gardens on display, and was designed by Andrew Fisher Tomlin and Dan Boyer. It was one of only three gardens to receive a gold medal and an award for the best construction. Despite the difficulties of being visually impaired, one of the activities Mr. Humphrey adores is gardening. He has created his own method to remain green-fingered. I use a special rope with knots to measure and feel things like planting distances. It's amazing, really, just how much can be done with feel. He's also made a few changes to some of his tools. I've also got a special adaptive watering can, which doesn't release the water until you press a certain button. Mr. Humphrey originally joined the Royal Navy in 1967, beginning his military service as a junior radio operator. His 11-year military career took him to the Middle East, to Asia, and then on to the West Indies on different ships. The 65-year-old ex-serviceman suffers from pseudoxanthoma elasticum, a genetic disorder affecting the elastic fibres in the skin, the retina, and the arteries. He said, "In a way, I'm lucky that my condition is confined to my sight, as it could have been a lot more serious." Mr. Humphrey added, "I still have some peripheral vision in my right eye, but the vision in my left is very distorted." Initially, he believed only war-blinded veterans were eligible for support with visual impairments. After speaking to social services, he discovered he was also eligible for help from the charity. The support he has received has allowed him to work and remain active in the garden.
Drivers parking in Norwich have been left frustrated at how payment machines at car parks are still not accepting the new £1 coin. However, bosses at Norwich City Council, who are under fire over the situation, have insisted they were not caught by surprise by the change. They said they had done everything possible to prepare for the switch, but were stuck in a queue waiting for machines to be converted. The new 12-sided coins were introduced back in March, but the City Council-run car parks are not accepting them more than 3.5 months later. And with the old-style pound coins disappearing and the majority of the machines in the City Council's car parks not accepting payment by card, drivers have been growing frustrated at the slow pace of change. A spokesman for Norwich City Council said, "Our three multi-storey car parks in the city now accept the new £1 coin. However, like many other councils across the country, we're currently waiting in the queue for the changes to be made to all our pay and display parking meters. The supplier must make physical changes alongside rewritten software downloads to every single parking meter. This is the case up and down the country, which means Norwich is in no way special or different in this regard."
An ice cream-based reward has been offered after a custom-made ice cream cart was stolen from a Norwich business. Ronaldo Ice Cream co-owner Chris Eddy said he was shocked by the theft of the cart, which had a resale value of around £12,000. Mr. Eddy said, "It would have been fully stocked with a good 100 litres of ice cream inside it." Some sort of generous ice cream-based reward will be coming to anyone who offers information leading to its recovery. Staff from Ronaldo had been serving up sweet treats from the cart at a wedding near Ling. As they were returning to the factory in Lothian Street, they parked the trailer with the cart on the back in front of a house in Gilbard Road, Norwich. Staff noticed it had gone missing from there between midnight and 12:30 a.m. on Sunday the 9th of July. Mr. Eddy said, "Someone must have unhitched it from the van and driven off with it. I just can't imagine why someone would have done that. I can only assume they thought it was full of money. But of course it wasn't. There was only the ice cream. There would have been chocolate, strawberry, mint, choc chip, and some flavours the wedding customers would have picked out. Mr. Eddy said the business had 7 of the carts, which are used over summer to cater for events such as weddings and agricultural fairs.
Norwich Food Bank is to open its doors and give visitors a look behind the scenes at what happens after items are donated. The Food Bank's warehouse at the Henderson Business Estate in Ivy Road, Norwich, will host talks explaining each step of the process between when an item comes in and the point where it is donated to someone in need. There will also be quizzes and competitions. Hannah Worsley, project manager, said, "We are really pleased to be able to offer these sessions for our community to come and find out how their support helps local people in need. We were overwhelmed with the generosity and interest around our reverse Advent calendar campaign in November, and we had lots of people ask if they could come at a time other than when our warehouse was open due to work or school hours. The open days will take place on July the 17th, 4 p.m. to 8 p.m., and August the 16th, 8 a.m. to 2 p.m.